Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Connie from Alabama again. This time I wanted to share with you a story that actually happened to me about 15 years ago. My husband, David, had passed away about 3 weeks earlier. It was a very sudden death that nobody expected. So everyone involved was devastated. The two of us didn't have any children together, but we did have a cat. David was not really a fan of cats, but he loved our cat. His name was Boudreaux. We called him Boo. This cat was, he was so mean. We called him Hellcat. But anyway, David was really attached to him, and he would always drink out of the faucets. The cat would not drink water out of a water bowl. He always had to have the water dripping out of the faucet. He wanted his water very fresh. So, I say that to tell you this. One night, I was particularly upset, and I cried myself to sleep that night. Until then, I think I was just in shock and had not really dealt with his death. I had just sort of gone through the motions, I guess. Well, that night I had a very, very lucid dream about David. He didn't say anything in the dream, but he was there. And the setting, the surroundings made me feel okay. Like, in the dream, I knew he was gone, but I knew that he was okay. He was happy. He touched my hand. He touched my face. He kissed my forehead. He gave me a big hug, but he never said a word. Well, I woke up from the dream. I could hear noise and like something. I didn't know really what it was. It sort of scared me awake, I guess. And it took me a minute to realize what was going on, but it was water from the bathroom. My bedroom was right next to the bathroom. And both faucets in the tub were turned to the on position, wide open. And mind you, it was me and it was the cat in this house. And I don't typically go to bed with the water running. So I get up and I thought, well, maybe it was maybe it was water pressure or something. I didn't really think anything about it. I was half asleep. So I turn off the tub and normally when I would get up and move at all, the cat was right at my feet. Well, that time he wasn't. So there was a little wall between the tub and the bathroom sink. I peeped around the wall, and guess what? There was my cat on the bathroom counter, and the faucet was turned on for him. He was drinking water. So I think his daddy came to give him water one last time. Thanks, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.